Welcome to Olympics number 3.
Yeah, that sounds quite nice, and I definitely would have taken that just a few months ago when I was going through a lot of problems, a lot of frustrations, and to come here a few months later, a rushed preparation, always playing catch-up, obviously, with the problems and the lack of fitness. You know, 50 minutes, you know, that's not a shabby time, it's decent, and I've made the team, which is the main thing, the goal this week.
I can ask you this now, was there ever a moment where you thought you would not be able to be rehabilitated and be back in the situation?
Yeah, definitely. At the worst moment of it, I thought maybe my time has passed, maybe I've put my body through too much and it is time to walk away. And even when I did start coming back, I built into it very gently, been really sensible about it, trying to learn from the mistakes. But there were still days where it wasn't consistent, it was very up and down and I was struggling some days. And it's, as a professional athlete, it's so frustrating and so annoying. So, yeah, there was doubts, but gradually it's got better and better. I've got more consistent and things have started to click into place. And hopefully now with more work and more of that consistency of getting the right regime together, I can improve that time in the summer.
I offered you 14:57 the other day. You said I'd be disappointed with that. So how do you feel about 15 minutes?
No, I didn't say I'd be disappointed with 14:57. You never truly know is a bit of a sub-15-minute swim. I just thought maybe I could go better than 14:57. But if I went 14:57, I would say that's good and I'd take it. It would have been nice to dip under 15 minutes, but if you put it into perspective, 6 months ago, I couldn't barely swim. And it's the best time I've done in about 3 years. So if you look at it that way, then it's not bad. At the end of the day, all I've come here to do is qualify on a team. I've ticked that box, and I just look to the summer now.
How's it feel to be beaten by Foggy for, I think, the first time? You've never been beaten in competition before, have you?
He's beaten me plenty of times in training. He's beaten me a few times in open water. I'm not going to lie, I love winning. I'd rather come first and second, and it is hard to take. But if you're getting beaten by a time like that, then it's not that bad, you know. It's a fantastic performance. He's a very, very close friend of mine. Speak to him quite often. I know how hard he works, so I'm not going to begrudge him too much.
What happens now with open water? Are you still in a position to qualify?
I think it's all to be confirmed, but as the selection policy reads, I think I'm eligible to go to Portugal now, but I don't want to quote myself on that. I'll wait till that's confirmed. And then that qualifies in June. Sadly, only me or Foggy will be able to go from that qualification meet. But it's hopefully part of my plans again. It's been out of my hands, obviously. If it's back in my hands now, that's great. And I can look forward to trying to get that as well as 1500 in the summer.
But you're here. So what does it mean, third Olympic Games and in your own country? Well, obviously, I know you're Welsh, but you know what I mean in terms of Britain.
No, I'm British. I'm swimming for Great Britain. And it's been a fantastic week of swimming. The team's looking very strong. It's a fantastic venue. It's going to be even better in the summer when all the seats are available. It's going to be a fantastic place to compete. And just to be part of it is amazing, like I say, given the circumstances I was in. But I like to be competitive. I like to be, you know, doing some good performances. And I mean, 3 Olympics in a row, I'm sure when I'm a few years older, I'll realise what a fantastic achievement that is.